The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
All right, 10 past 9 o'clock, and J.D. Jowett is here from Golf Country. J.D., good morning.
Good morning, Paul. How are you today?
I'm doing well, thanks. For years and years, it was all about titanium. Oh, my gosh, titanium this, titanium that. That's old news now, isn't it?
It is. TaylorMade has adopted a new process where they're using carbon fiber on the face. They have put together 60 layers of carbon fiber on their driver face, the new Stealth driver. It looks awesome. It's very appealing, has a lot of draw to it. And they also worked in some, as you've heard before, nanotechnology, so that it's more stable from heel to toe. It transfers a lot more energy. But it's worked out really well. It's allowed them to move 10 more grams of weight, which is huge. I mean, when you start moving weight around in a driver, it's really difficult to acquire that weight to move it around to give you a lower center of gravity, a higher MOI.
Yeah, I mean, to the casual observer, you look at these heads and you say, well, the very subtle differences between them, but those subtle differences mean a lot, don't they?
It does. They basically came out with three designs to cover the range of golfers that we have that play today. We have the basic, well, not basic, but we have the driver, the Stealth driver that has the draw technology to it, which it has about 8 or 9 grams of weight in the heel of it. And that's for the average guy. The recreational player tends to miss a little bit to the right, doesn't rotate as much. So this compensates a little bit for that, makes it more fun. Then we have what we call the middle ground, which is the player that is usually about a 12 handicapper, you know, plays in a couple leagues, really likes to watch his game, working on his game. This one comes both in 10, 5, 9, and also 12 degrees of loft, which, again, covers people that some people kind of close it down a little bit or need a little bit more loft. That 12 works really well in that arena. And then we have the driver, as you can see, that's kind of a little bit back to like the slider they had where it has the sliding weight closer to the face. This driver is designed for the guy that has the higher club speeds, tends to fight a little bit with overspinning the golf ball and loses it, you know, high left. This driver works really well in that arena, and it really puts out some great energy. I've seen drives over 300 through the fitting process with our track man at Golf Country. It's amazing what they can do when they load it up and release it, and they've come along with some really good extra stiff shafts and stiff shafts that are very tip stable for that guy with the higher club speeds.
See, we talk about it all the time, but having the right equipment just makes such a big difference in the game, doesn't it?
It does. It really allows you to reach your potential. We call it optimizing, you know, the product or optimizing the club that you're swinging. Because with TrackMan, we can actually analyze so many different data points that a lot of people aren't aware of. You know, obviously we hear the basics, you know, spin, launch. They hear it, but they don't really understand it. So what I like to do is try to go through those data points and explain to them how they affect what the driver's doing and what they're doing.
Yeah, when you can see it, when you can, you know, see how it looks on camera, you can really see the trajectory of the ball and why it's going a certain direction. I mean, it really changes the game.
It does. It allows them to understand, you know, the different operations of obviously what our body does, you know, why we tend to do certain things, but it also shows that, you know, it's really neat. The other day I had a young man in there. It was really cool because he had an older product, probably about 8-9 years old, and he was struggling with his driver off the tee. So we took some swings, took some information, and I handed him a little bit newer technology, this year's model. And he couldn't, you know, he just took the same swing and it went dead straight and it went like 300 yards, 297. Wow. And he just couldn't believe it. Yeah. And it's just, that's what you get. I mean, that's so, if you do have that older technology, it's well worth coming out and seeing us and trying it. We have demos. If you don't want to go through fitting, we can set you up with demos. We can answer your questions. But that's really where it makes a difference. And all it was just basically giving a little heavier shaft and, and a better stable, more stable head. That's what you see in this newer product, how stable the heads are. They're very, very stable and very controllable.
Well, I mean, when you got watch these guys on the weekends on the PGA Tour, not that this is going to turn you into a PGA-level golfer, closer, though,
yeah.
But I mean, these guys are constantly evaluating every swing, every motion, and every piece of equipment they've got.
They do, and that's how they get better. That's how they hit more greens in regulation, more fairways off the tee. It's really interesting when you talk to people if they keep track of that,
mm-hmm.
you know, because that's how you can improve your game. And it can lead to taking, you know, lessons and understanding, you know, the teacher can explain this to you, how it's so important, you know, to keep track. And all it is, it's not a lot of extra work. It's just doing a couple dashes,
yep.
you know, at the bottom of the scorecard, because then you know where you need to work.
Right.
You know, it's very difficult to try to fix something if you don't know what needs to be addressed.
Yeah, yeah. What else going on? You're doing a lot of stuff with kids in the summertime. They're off school, so they can come out and get lessons and things like that.
Yeah, John Gregus is just finishing up his kids' summer camp. We had two groups. We had a younger group and an older group. It was a three-day camp. This is the last day, and the kids had a great time. He covered putting and chipping. Your mid-irons, and today's the big stick, as the kids say. You know, they're doing the driver, so they're all mm-hmm. excited. But, yeah, and then he puts on a trick shot art, you know, a little show. He's very good at that. He's an awesome player and a great teacher. So if you're looking for lessons and you want to inquire, you can give us a call at Golf Country, and we can hook you up with John, and he can give you some information about how he does things.
Cool. Still a lot of dates coming up on the Junior Golf Tour as well.
Yeah, we just were at Solitude yesterday, had a great event there. We have five more dates. We were at Port Yorn last week, mm-hmm. so we have the Elks coming up. And the nice thing is you're not out of not being able to play, because once you become a member, Paul, the way mm-hmm. they have it set up is you can buy each tournament. So, again, we talked a little earlier about, you know, going on vacations and mm-hmm. family vacations. So you're not tied in to missing any events that don't work for your schedule.
Yeah.
So you could call out to Golf Country. It's 810-364-9160. Talk to Heather. We can get you on the website. Everything's done on the Blue Water Junior Golf website. But you can become a member and buy tournaments. Kids from 10 all the way up to 18 through high school can participate. And we're getting a lot of kids from downriver, too, coming up.
Nice.
So it's a good mix competition-wise, and that's how kids get better.
Sure.
You know, being able to compete against kids their own age, you know, against the course, and keeping score, and seeing how they show up to everybody else. So,
yeah.
And then they work on their game more.
Yeah, and these are kids they'll probably see, you know, if they're playing, you know, in high school, they'll probably see them again.
Oh, yeah, you know, and there's great relationships, because then they get invited to their clubs back and forth. So, you know, it's really just a nice social thing, too. So you meet so many different people.
People are looking to get their clubs reshafted. You do all that there, right?
Yeah, we do. We have a pretty extensive repair shop. We can do reshafts for irons and woods. We regrip. We typically try to do it, you know, the same day, or possibly if we're not busy, we can do it while you wait. If you have two or three grips you want to get done. We fit putters. We bend lies on irons. A lot of people still kind of buy them off the rack, and then they struggle a little bit with them. But you can bring them out, and we can check the lies for them. I call it the steering wheel of the golf club. So we're able to do that very well. We got the putting green open for practice, public practice, the chipping green. We have a bag sale going on through the end of June. Any bags over $200, you get $20 off. We kind of did it for Father's Day. Mm-hmm. We did it also for Mother's Day. So it's kind of for Father's Day, but we have a large selection of Sun Mountain bags, Bag Boy bags, and Daytrix bags. So you have a good selection of golf bags, and we just started a shoe sale. So come on out and see that. There's lots of shoes available.
Great. Fantastic. All at Golf Country. Remind everybody where you are and what your hours are out there.
Okay. We're at 4730 Smith Creek Road in Kimball Township. Telephone number is 810-364-9160. Monday through Saturday, we're there from 9 until 7. Sunday from noon to 4. And if you want to get a lesson, you can call, talk to Heather. She can hook you up into one of the books. We're there for the range is open. We have plenty of mats. We have fans. Today's a great day. We don't really need the fans, but the last couple of days it was a little brutal, so they came in really handy. So, yep, we're just there to help. Come and ask questions if you have them.
All right, all at Golf Country. J.D. Jowett, thanks so much.
Thank you, Paul.